Green County Tech will have the ball to start this five as they lead Mountain Home at 32-18. Chambers will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Golden Eagles. Gets into Butler, and we're back underway. Zane Butler walks into the front court. Back over to Chambers. Now Greer has on the right side, up top to Laubach. Down to Cancel on the low block. Back over to Chambers. Now Butler has on the left wing, up top to Greer. Over on the right side to Laubach. Laubach will take the screen from Cancel, drill up to the top, gives it there to Greer. Greer will drill to the right side, finds Chambers in the corner. Back to Greer on the wing, up top to Laubach. Over to Butler on the left wing. Butler is going to give it down to Cancilla just outside the lane. Now Cancilla is going to go down into the paint. Now it's out to Chambers in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Gilbert gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. Ball almost saved in by Tech, but right to the hands of a bomber. Now Gilbert has it. His jumper will not go, and the Golden Eagles come up with the rebound. 50 seconds into this final quarter. It is Tech with the ball leading by 14. Down into the lane, is going to go in for the layup. Good. Zane Butler with 10 points. A little over a minute into this fourth quarter. It is 34-18, Tech leading it. Gilbert into the front wing. Mickey will give it up top to Jones. Now Gilbert has it between the circles. Over to McGee on the left side. McGee is going to dribble down into lane, going in for the jumper. No good. The rebound is controlled by Green County Tech. Over 6.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Chambers with it, throwing it back now to Cancel on the low block. Cancel is going to go down into the lane, kicks that back out to Chambers, back to Cancel, back to Chambers. Now Butler has it on the left wing. Butler throws over on the left side to Chambers, up top to Cancel. Laubach has it, gives it over to Chambers, back to Laubach. Now Greer has it. Over to Butler on the left wing. Butler will throw it over on the right side to Chambers. Now Laubach has it there on the wing. Now Green County Tech out. We'll break with 5:52 left to play. This will be a short timeout. Green County Tech leads Mountain Home 34-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Green County Tech taking their last 30-second timeout. They still have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Mountain Home with just one full timeout left, and that is it. 5:52 left to play in this game. Tech will inbound the ball on the far sideline, leading 34-18. Jake Boland will trigger the inbound pass. He just checked in during the timeout. He throws it into Zane Butler. Now back over to Boland on the right side. Now back up top to Butler. He tries to throw it to Boland. Was not expecting him to cut back towards the lane. And that ball go out of bounds, and Tech commits their third turnover of the night with 5:45 left. Satch Harris will inbound it to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now dribbles to the corner, going towards the lane, kicks out to Harris. Harris on the right wing, dribbles near the top. Now Gilbert has it on the right side. Now Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, he's going to go in for the layup shot. It's going to go out of bounds. What? Yes, it will go out of bounds. It will be Harris tried to save it in, but to no avail. And it will be Tech's basketball with 5:22 left in the contest. Butler takes an inbound pass from Boland. Will walk it in. Goes back to Boland across the timeline. Boland's going to drill to the top. Gives it to Butler on the left wing. Down to Cancel in the corner. Cross court to Greer. Now ball goes to Boland. Over to Butler. Cross court to Greer over the right side. Mount Tom's going with a zone defense where they're trying to trap a little bit. Now Butler is going to drill down toward the lane. He's going to pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. Good. St. Butler with 12 points, 36-18. Green County Tech leading Mount Tom. Less than 5 minutes left in this game. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Down to Jones on the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Will not go, but he contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. 4:46 left. Cade Kinsella picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Tech here in the second half. Matt Jones at the free throw line, where so far he is one of two with 7 points. Jones' first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Matt Jones. So 36-20 Tech leading it, 4:46 left in this game. Greer will walk the ball towards the half-court line. Mounts on going with another zone defense. Ball goes down to Bowen. Now finds Cancel. And, Tech didn't have any trouble handling the zone on that one, as they just make sure they avoid all the double teams. Now Jones has the ball knocked away from him down in the right corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tech. And it will be Mounts Holmes basketball with 4:22 left to play in this game. 38-20. Golden Eagles leading it. Here is Harris on the near sideline, inbounding it to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, and may have been partially blocked. Now looked like Tech had the rebound for a moment, but Mount Home comes up with the basketball. Crawford goes in for another layup. No good, but he draws contact. Neal head to the free throw line with 4:30. Jake Boland picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against Tech here in the first half. In the second half, excuse me. Abe Crawford's first free throw up, no good. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. So Crawford's second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. He gets one of two. He now has 3 points. 38-21. Tech leading Mountain Home. 4:10 left in the game. Greer into the front court. Trying to avoid a double team. Throws it over to Butler on the left wing. Now up top to Greer. Now over to Law back on the right side. Back up top to Greer. Greer will give it to Butler. Butler's going to now kicks out to Law back in the right corner, and he gets it. Peyton Lawback now in double figures. He's one of three players in double figures for Greene County Tech with 11 points. Here is Harris back the other way. Throws to Crawford on the right side. Crawford picks up his drill, throws over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, and is he going to be called for travel? Yes, he is. 15 turnovers against Mountain Home with 3:33 left to play in the game. Dawson Tabor's going to check in for the Bombers as he will replace Matt Jones. 41-21, the Golden Eagles leading it. Here is Greer walking the ball towards the front court, throws it in the cross timeline to Bolin. Bolin dribbling on the right side. Now gives it to Lawback. Lawback's going to dribble down into the lane. Now it gives to Cancel in the paint. Now ball goes up top to Butler. Butler will throw it to Lawback in the right corner. Down to Cancilla. Cancilla will give it to Butler. Butler will throw it to Lawback on the right side. Over to Greer now on the wing. Now to Butler. Butler will throw it to Bolin. Now to Butler. Butler's going to be fouled from behind. Adam Sorrell will pick up his second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:02 left. Tech is trying to move this clock now as they can. Here is Greer taking the inbound. Back to Bolin. Now back over to Greer. Cross court to Butler. To Lawback in the right corner. Lawback will give it to Butler. Butler will throw it up top to Greer. On the left side to Bolin. Bolin's going to throw it back up to Butler. Up to Greer near the. Now Butler will throw it to Lawback and saves it in to Greer. Now to Cancilla. To Butler. Butler's going to drill down to lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Tabor gets the rebound. He'll give it to Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. That is the 16th turnover against Mountain Home. 2:20 left to play in the game. Golden Eagles with the ball leading 41-21. Ball goes over to Butler. Now to Lawback on the left wing. Now cross court to Bolin. Now Butler. Now to Greer. To Lawback on the left side. A little over 2 minutes left in this game. Ball goes over to Bowler. Will find Lawback in the left corner. Lawback behind. Dawson Tabor picks up his personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Liam Russell checking in for the first time tonight for the Bombers. A 6'6 senior. He'll replace Austin Tabor. Adam Swirl's also coming out of the game. He'll be replaced by Dylan Pausch for Mount Tom. 150 left to play in this contest. Here is Greer throwing it into Laubach. Laubach's pass was knocked away, but Laubach's able to get it right. It's Greer over to Butler on the right side, and Tex just as clock as they can. Laubach's dribbling towards the three-point line. Now kicks it back up to Laubach, over to Greer, back to Laubach, back to Butler now. Here is Butler with it now. And now foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers. Gilbert's going to come out of the game, as will Abe Crawford and Sash Harris. Chris Matusiak checked in for Mountain Home, as did Luke Proctor. And now Tech is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 1:15 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 41-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Greene County Tech taking the timeout. Both teams bringing it during the break. Here is Carr with it. Ball goes right side. Now Noel has it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball is knocked around. Controlled by Carr. 56, a 20-point lead Greene County Tech as they're going to go on and pull off this season sweep over Mount Home. And on this boys' match, Laubach throwing it over on the left side to Carr. He couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. That is Greene County Tech's fourth turnover of the night with 44.2 seconds left. 41-21, Mountain Home leading the Golden Eagles. I'm sorry, trailing the Golden Eagles. Excuse me. Inbound pass will be controlled by Matusiak. He gets into Pausch. Now to Proctor. Proctor will bring it into the front court. He'll be fouled on his way across the timeline. Jared Noel picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Greene County Tech here in the second half. 36 seconds left. Inbound pass controlled by Dodge Harris. Here is Pausch with it up top. Pausch is going to drill down to the left corner. Now he has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Noel. Here is Laubach the other way, throwing it down into the lane. Now the ball goes toward the right corner. Ball goes out of bounds. That is Tech's fifth turnover of the night. Peyton Laubach's going to come out of the game. He'll be replaced by Matthew Edgar. Here is Proctor into the front court. 13 seconds left. Proctor will pull up for the three on the side, and he gets it. Luke Proctor with his first 3 points of the night. 4 seconds left. Here is Tech back the other way. Going up for the three-pointer is Ecker. His shot is blocked, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. Tech is going to get the 17-point victory. Well, I'll tell you what, after Matt Holmes scored the first 5 points, just not a whole lot went right for the Bombers. They end up falling to Greene County Tech tonight, 41-24. We'll look at the numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.